PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, at Newark Airport, 320 delays, over 130 cancellations as issues continue. The Trump administration has proposed a multi-billion dollar overhaul of the U.S. air traffic control system in the wake of recent deadly plane crashes and issues that have put a spotlight on the outdated network. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says it's time to replace the nation's outdated air traffic control system, calling it too old.
You got a 1967 Volkswagen Beetle that you're using for transportation. I don't want to preserve the Beetle. I actually want to build a brand new car.
Duffy says the plan calls for 6 new air traffic control centers, along with technology and communications upgrades at all of the nation's air traffic facilities over the next 3 to 4 years. Governor Murphy has vetoed legislation that would crack down on rowdy teens causing violence at family-friendly events. The bill would create a new crime of inciting a public brawl. It passed unanimously in both chambers, but Murphy said he worried it could infringe on First Amendment rights to free speech and unfairly target masked protesters. State Senator Paul Moriarty, a prime sponsor, says Murphy sent the bill back to lawmakers with minor technical changes. Moriarty expects the final bill to be signed in early June. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Two New Jersey men are charged in last December's multi-million dollar Rolex robbery in suburban New York.
Prosecutors say Byron Wilson and Kevin Williams, both from Irvington, used sledgehammers in a smash-and-grab jewelry store robbery in Hartsdale last December while cowering customers were inside. It happened at a luxury store in the Westchester Square shopping plaza that doesn't want to be identified. The suspects allegedly stole 70 Rolex watches, diamonds, and other jewelry worth $1.7 million. If convicted, the pair could face 20 years behind bars. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Newark Mayor Roz Baraka has come under fire from Homeland Security officials for what they call his political antics that they say endanger their officers and detainees at a detention center at Delaney Hall. Baraka has been protesting outside the center because he says ICE has not received proper approval for the building. The management company, Geo Group, maintains they have the proper certificate of occupancy and are complying with health and safety requirements. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are moms getting sunshine for Mother's Day? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. On balance, it was a wet morning. Now we're in the next phase of our storm system as slots of dry air coming into play that interrupts the threat for steady rain. Still wet and blah, damp and dreary, but the brunt of the storm system is behind us. Expect a few scattered showers around this afternoon. It'll be cloudy. It'll stay cooler. Highs mid-50s to the north, mid-60s to the south. We'll really dry out tonight with some breaks in the cloud cover. It's going to get pretty chilly tonight. Lows in the upper 40s. Into the weekend we go, and things are looking great. Early morning clouds tomorrow will give way to sunshine. You'll feel a refreshing breeze tomorrow with highs around 70. Mother's Day Sunday, even better. Sunny and mild, highs 70 to 75. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Andover is 48, Monroe is 60, Seaside Heights is 58. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. Just in time for Mother's Day, David Bradley has chocolate-dipped fruit, strawberries, blueberries, apples, grapes, and other fruits fully coated in chocolate made fresh and sold daily. David Bradley, they're located at 92 North Main Street in Robbinsville and online at dbchocolate.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.